fireball.
Nothing beats $12 a day parking. Melbourne Airport Parking. Make the call. Switch to Kogan Mobile.
Garage doors redefined. 4ddoors.com.au.
Kane and Kingy.
Fireball.
Clearly, it's a free agency happening for Clayton next year, which, you know, we were really keen to make sure that we knocked that on the head. And he was always wanting to be a Melbourne person for the rest of his life. And so, those two things aligned and were able to get done pretty quickly.
Alan Richardson, speaking to Dwayne on Dwayne's World yesterday, their star midfielder. I think he's a triple Preston Ferris winner already, isn't he? Clayton yep. Oliver has signed through until the end of 2030 on a deal that has been speculated, who knows, to be worth about $7 million. Kingy, I have an aversion to long-term deals, as you know. I'll give you my point of view after you give me yours. Good move from Melbourne or not? And what was your initial reaction when you read this news?
I thought it was fantastic. I don't know what you're asking players to do. He's probably going to win the best and fairest again this year. He's probably going to win the Brownlow this year.
Can I just clear? I'm not asking players to do anything. Hats off to Clayton Oliver. If I was him, I would do the same thing, like I would the other players that are in the position to accept the long-term deal. My criticism is at clubs. So no criticism to Oliver or any player All that right. signs a long-term. Happy days to you. Good luck. Well done. Thrilled for you. It just rarely, if ever, there are the rare exceptions that it works in favour of the club.
Well, I'm going to say that this one's a no-brainer to work. 7 years, $7 million. Let's go your way, okay? So what would you sign him to? Let you be the list manager. You're at Melbourne right now. You've got Clayton Oliver, 24 years of age, almost 25. What sort of contract do you want to sign him to? How many years?
Well, firstly, there's no need to do anything yet, because he didn't come out of contract.
You want to let him come out next year?
Yeah, I don't think there's any. Wow. I don't think there's any rush to do it now in the off season or the preseason next year. You have a look at it. You know, I think four years is the time frame. Five for a player like Oliver who is durable. So if you're ever going to give one, this is one where history would say performance tick, durability tick, character all that tick 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 tick. But 8 years. I mean, 8 years, Kingy.
So do you want him to come out at 28 years of age?
Come
out of contract at 28 years of age in the prime of his career when free agency is off its head and the contract numbers in 4 years' time are going to be 20% higher than what they are today.
So that this is a misnomer as well, because he would have a clause in his contract that his figure goes up in line with the salary cap increases. He's not going to miss out on anything. So if the broadcast rights goes through the roof, he will be compensated for that. That would be a clause in his contract.
Yeah, but that doesn't. No, that's not right that it's a misnomer, because clubs, the Kangaroos offered Dustin Martin $1.2 million a year on a 6-7 year deal 5 years ago. So in 5 years' time, I would say that figure is more likely to be closer to 1.4 than 1.1.
But he will get that, because he would have signed a clause in his contract. We can get a player out anyway. That we're arguing about.
But it'll be somewhere around $7 to $7.5 million for 7 years.
So what did you think of Grundy signing for seven?
But hang on.
And what did you think of Hannabury for five? What did you think of Aiden Corr?
What did you think of Alistair Lynch? What do you think of Lance Franklin? What do you think? Yeah, you can go through them all, but they're all horses for courses. I think midfielders are different. Ruckman, I wouldn't. I think Ruckman, you can get a Ruckman when you need one. I don't know why you need to lock a Ruckman away.
So only midfielders can sign long-term deals? Key forwards?
And absolute show-stopping, game-changing key forwards.
Yeah, I think it's such a long time to commit to a player. And once again, this is no criticism on the player and his management. They've absolutely done Melbourne over on this one, and congratulations to them. But Dan Hannabury, there is deal after deal. Rory Sloane signed a 5-year deal. He's hardly been in their best three players ever since he signed that 5-year deal.
What would you sign? The answer is not. So what do you sign them to, and do you run the risk of losing them? The problem
yes,
I've got with.
Yes, you've got to be comfortable with. Do you think Fremantle are kicking the rocks because Chera left? Like, they're not. You go and replace him for a bargain.
Chera's not Oliver.
I know he's not, but it's an example of a player who is in the age bracket that we're talking about that you would have loved to have kept, and they would have loved to have kept, and they go, hang on, this actually didn't.
But under your policy,
we'll go and get Will Brody, we'll go and get Jai Miss and target a key forward in the draft, and we'll develop him, and then we've got a lot of money to do some stuff and have some freedom at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's great. But what if Richmond had lost Dustin Martin? Under your policy, you'd have the best players coming out of contract in the prime of their career.
But what if Hawthorn lose Buddy? What if Geelong lose Ablett?
No,
I mean,
they're
just
different.
Get on with it. They're not different. Buddy and Ablett and Martin are in the same calibre of player. You find a way. And I think clubs have just got to be a bit more comfortable with the prospect that a player could walk out on you.
If you were list manager, you would have at least two a year in that position, which is a concern. You need some security and some. I mean, Petrarca and Oliver.
Five years is a good bit of security. And now, Petrarca and Viney signed a long term deal. Gorn's done the same. I think there's other players there that have signed long term. They're going to have to. So what happens if Jackson leaves?
What happens
because
if Jackson? Well, Jackson could leave. I think Jackson's gone personally.
Right.
But that's not anything to do with the Clayton Oliver deal. I think we just talk about this in isolation. That I just think sometimes you've got to say, he's been great for us. He's going to be great to us. We've already won the premiership. You know, the Tom Boyd discussion. You know, Tom Boyd got the Lions, the big ransom, and then delivered on the biggest stage. And in the end, people go, you know what, I'm probably happy with that. I mean, Oliver's done so much for this football club already. There's not one Melbourne supporter that's disappointed with Petrarca and Oliver locked away for 6, 7, 8 years.
I'm not arguing any of that and his performance and all, but I look at Kelly and Cornelio and these 9, 8, it's such a long time. It's hard for me to get my head around that you can commit to a player for that long. We agree to disagree. Can open up the phone lines and you can have your say. 1-300-736-736. We'll get to the Friday agenda as well. Shortly, but there's a couple of other things as well. Jordan Dugowie, have you had a thought about where his football is best for him? Can I put it that way? Is it at Collingwood or is it elsewhere?
Well, it depends how you want to look at it. See, I think you've got to start seeing this as a business. This is a business. So you've got to do the best for your own situation to set up the rest of your life. Now, if he thinks that he needs more support than most, he signs for less and he stays. And he gets that support at Collingwood. If he thinks he needs finance, he probably leaves. And he probably gets that long-term security in his life after football, given the baggage that he's already had to carry. Okay, through fault of his own, that he's brought this heat on himself. But at the end of the day, that's got to be worth something. The guy's been front page of the paper more often than not this year. So that's got to be worth something.
Did you hear, I'm not sure if you heard, I didn't hear it. I read Chris Scott posturing, I guess, to almost a sales pitch to him that you know, the fact that they want those types of players to live on the edge a little bit and embrace that.
Awesome.
Which is what they've had in the past, you know, with the characters that they've had and Chapman and Johnson punching on and Stokes got into a bit of mischief, Stevie J himself, Gary Ablett in his own way, Nathan Ablett in his own way, and those big figures. It feels the fit to me, and it feels the right one for Geelong to get, because you get him for nothing.
You get him for nothing. So this is the thing with free agency. This is what I keep saying to you. The only currency in the AFL cycle are AFL national draft picks of the elite level, picks 1 to 10. If you sign a free agent, there is no draft costs. It is only finance only. So that's why you can pay $1.4 million a year, because you still keep your list build. Your list strategy is still in order. But it hurts the club that player leaves, because most of these guys are top 3, top 5, top 10 picks. So I think that's a double whammy if you can lure one. I thought the Chris Scott discussion was a ripper. He said most of these guys that think differently about the world than the rest of us
live on the edge.
A high management work. There are a lot of man hours for your football club, but bloody hell, it's worth it. It's worth it. Game day, when you need someone to kick you a goal, and your team's only kicking 12 a game at the moment, they're hard to find.
Yeah,
would you touch him?
I'm not. I think Geelong's the only fit.
Sydney.
Maybe Sydney if they can squeeze him into the salary cap, which I know they have trouble with. 0433 911 16. Collingwood fans hate it. They say, Corn, stop sending Dugowie to Geelong. So they want to keep him and they want to do that. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he's in Geelong colours next year. That's just a gut feel.
Well, I think your first port of call is a football club, and Jared Waitley's 100% opposite on this. He'll get good money where he goes. Don't worry. You'll be getting 750 plus, and it's just about whether your leadership group can control him or not.
0433 98 11 16. You want to jump on the temper text line? You do that next. We'll read a few of those out on the other side of this.
Power Tools. Powerful, durable, made for trade.
Good morning. There's been a collision in Toorak this morning. That's on Toorak Road, inbound at St. George's Road.